Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market for a second day has had another bout of volatility, but I suppose what's come out of that is the air of resilience that's beginning to cultivate. So yesterday and today, the markets were down by close to 1% at their worst levels, and on each occasion, they have recovered a good portion of that ground. Today, probably unlucky not to get over the line into positive territory. The ASX 200 finished with a loss of just over 0.1%. So considering the volatility on Wall Street last night, which saw the S&P 500 give up a 1.9% improvement to finish down by 1.2%, there was not too much in the way of anxiety in the final stages of session this afternoon. So that is another good sign, given the fact that there's quite a bit of news and market outcomes to deal with as far as the next couple of sessions are concerned. But in broad terms, we had bank stocks drive the recovery today. So the CBA was up by around 2%. Yesterday, one of the features was the improving fortunes for mining and energy stocks, but that seemed to wane today. BHP shares were down by 0.5%, and Woodside Petroleum down by around 2%, driven by the prospect of lessened energy demand in the face of the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus. So tonight is an important night in Europe for the fact that the OPEC and allied producer group will be meeting to adjudicate on what they're going to do with their production settings. So there's every chance that they'll do nothing, given the fact that there's been such wild swings for oil prices over the course of the last week or so. Technology stocks were dealt with sternly by sellers. Afterpay and Xero down in the range of around 5 to 6%. Elsewhere, there are a number of stock-specific stories today which stood out. So Worley Parsons had an update yesterday, and brokers have come away from that quite sanguine. Worley's made the point that they're going to be deriving a great deal of their earnings in the near term from environmentally sustainable projects. Worley Parsons shares were up by 6% today. Crown was in the headlines for the fact that they'd rejected a sweetened takeover bid from Blackstone, but they have granted them access to the books so that Blackstone might perhaps sharpen the pencil on a renewed takeover bid yet again. Crown shares were up by 0.75%. Australian Pharmaceutical Industries was the big mover today, up by 16%. They have had Woolies come in over the top of Wesfarmers' existing takeover bid, worth $1.75, trumping the $1.55 bid that was in place from Wesfarmers, and as a result, API shares surged by 16%, closing at $1.74 today. The Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker. It's been quite volatile, trading within a full cent range over the course of the last couple of days at least, and it's back to around 71 US cents.